Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Chad Moutre back on the show. Chad is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Over 17 years, he's been hanging out with us. Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, and he's the key forecaster over there. And we've known him. We knew him when he was with the SBA in a former life. And we just he's a perfect example of how we're like the Hotel California, Chad. As you've now learned, you can once we find you, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Mm-hmm. Welcome back.
I don't think I'm scared by that comment, but I'm glad to not leave. I'm always happy to be on your show.
You probably ought to be scared. That is scary that you're not scared. Hey, Chad, it's great to have you back. Thank you for the great work, and I'm so excited about your new outlook. The fourth quarter outlook for manufacturers, 2019, is off the charts again.
Yeah, our members continue to be, positive. They have about 68% of them that are positive about their own company's outlook. Overall, positive about their expectations about sales, production, hiring, et cetera. I mean, I guess the downside of that is, and we talked about this, I think, the last time I was on your show, we've seen overall optimism fall pretty dramatically over the course of 2019, about 90% who were positive last March. So you saw that whittle away from about 90% to about 68%.
Yeah.
But between the third and fourth quarters, there really wasn't much of a shift, except, and you and I talked about this offline, the large members, you saw a huge decline in optimism amongst large members.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, trade is a big part of that conversation.
But medium members kind of stayed pretty close, and small manufacturers went up 10 points. How do you analyze that?
Well, I mean, I think, as I noted, trade is a big part of that component. I think those companies that are more optimistic about trade tend to be the most optimistic in that overall measure. And when you think about it, as firms get larger into the medium, and especially the larger members, those are much more multinational, much more engaged in trade, and much more susceptible, I think, to some of the uncertainties that we were seeing at the end of last year. The global economy certainly was weakening, and those trade uncertainties really kind of came to a head. Obviously, I think the open question is, now that we're in 2020, right, and we did get a USMCA deal, and the president's going to sign the phase one deal with China on Wednesday. How much does that impact that overall level of uncertainty?
Right, because this survey was taken just before.
My view is it should pick it up, yeah.
It was taken just before both of those deals were in the bag, so to speak. But I got to be honest with you, from my perspective, from an American-centric standpoint, I'd rather have my small and medium-sized manufacturers optimistic than the large guys, because you and I both know that pretty much every increment of output and benefit that accrues to those two sectors, the small and medium manufacturers, is a direct benefit for America. Whereas large manufacturers, they spread their impact. Whatever accrues to other people in their world spreads around the world. It's not just American-centric.
And our survey is not unlike the ones from NFIB and from the U.S. Chamber, which their small business survey, where you've seen much greater optimism amongst the small and medium-sized firms than you have amongst the larger ones.
Mm-hmm.
So the larger, more negative number in our survey is more consistent with what you've seen in the Business Roundtable survey.
Yep.
So you've seen a bit of a split between, I guess, the big four surveys here in town. amongst the trade associations with regard to optimism. And again, I think trade is a large part of that. I think also the larger you get, the more engaged you are internationally. And I think that plays into that number.
So do you? So I've been saying on the show for about 3 or 4 years now, 3 years at least, that one of the benefits and one of the undergirdings of our economy is the increased financial strength of the small business sector. Our balance sheets are stronger than they've ever been in my lifetime, I believe. Chad, do you think that, I mean, there's no question that being stronger financially gives you a different attitude about your optimism about the future. And I wonder if any of that is playing into this response that you're getting from small and medium companies. What do you think? Last thoughts before we go to a break quickly.
I definitely agree with that, and I also and just compare that with where we were during the beginning of the Great Recession, for
instance. That's right,
and
yeah.
Certainly, credit was a huge issue then, and I think that played into those overall figures.
And throughout the lost decade from 08 to 18. Quick break, right back with our good friend Chad Moutre. More to come. Good stuff from Chad Moutre after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.